pod grows. Just kidding. For now, at least. So, episode 5. I know I say one episode a week, but I just can't help myself. Fine. More control. Breathe in. Breathe out. As of now, I'm going to go back to one episode a week. It's stressing me out, and James says he's frustrated. Wonder why the person James has never been mentioned except for the intro, and just now? Well, it's confession time. I actually recorded the intro right after doing episode 4. Feeling productive, I guess. Plus, James is actually free for once. As I am doing this episode, school's almost out. Yay! That means I might be able to do a video a week. Or two. More likely, I'll just write and record 40 and then release one a week. Season 1, as of right now, is slated to have 10 episodes, though James might tell me halfway through recording episode 10 that there's gonna be 15 and more fluffies. This is a weird podcast, okay, James? And James is cool. Last episode 10, hopefully, will not be a regular episode. It'll be extra long. I'm looking back at the script as I read it, and I realize I spelled extra X-T-R-A. I also spelled realize with an S. It'll also be a group one. Yay, again! We're just gonna sit around and tell stories of crazies that happened in the production of season 1, or yeah. We might do more of these narrative-style episodes as time goes on. Perhaps this podcast might devolve into that, so episode 5! The Pieces Part 2. Pod Nova X. Pod Nova X. Oh, P.S. James is doing this episode. He's probably going to listen to this. He'll listen to it anyway, but hi, James. There. A pod grows. Grows under the dirt, under the bushes, under the pavement, under your skin. A tail. Mike, the man. Remember him? Remember Palm Beach? If all went right, you didn't. This is the second part of Mike's tale. A tale of horror. Mike's tale.
Sorry about these imbecilic humans over here.
So loud.
Anyway, back to what I was saying. Mike is, how do you say, currently occupied.
No.
Tied up. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I do not mean that in a metaphorical sense. Metaphor? Is that the word? Human languages are so confusing. I may as well tell you my story. My name? You are most probably not able to pronounce it. It is... The story of mine starts, ends in chapter 48 with missing signs. It was years ago, so many years, linear time and the passing thereof. You humans, such a pathetic species. Growing old, aging, withering like grapes in the sun. For all you know, you could be grapes in the sun. You do not know. I do. I shall not tell you, though. A hot, hot summer. Pets gone missing. First small things. Mice, rodents, small dogs. Soon, cats were going missing. It was just as then when the animals had been missing and turned up, returned, not the word. The word used for it would be consumed. Half-eaten carcasses of some poor, no-no, delicious rodents with brains exposed, wipes missing, with the smaller ones, only a few scraps left, the bones have been having been licked clean. Delicious, the larger dogs went missing as soon as the cat carcasses showed up. These imbecilic humans! Anyways, as I was saying, the cat has a chewy flavor. A bit tangy, with just a little zest. I prefer to suck the body out of a turtle, as the turtle is alive. Alive turtle soup. Ooh. Sometimes I eat most of an animal and leave it in some child's room. I linger long enough to hear the shriek. But enough of my eating and hobbies. As soon as the big dogs were turned up, flesh missing, organs exposed, inner workings no longer inner, I could never eat a whole big dog. Usually, I save just a bit, leave it in there, or I just eat enough to make even the strongest stomachs retch, but not enough to kill the animal. Sometimes I carve sayings into the flesh, or if I'm feeling especially ambitious, the bone itself. I send the dog, the animal, soon to... I can't remember. What else did I do? Soon to die, into the town as I took it.
Oh my God.
I took it from it. it in and relish and screams and oh god no cries for the adults. Oh, what was that all in this? Linear time does not work for me. I thought about that 3 weeks ago. Deliciously hilarious. Moose, elephant. Who in rural town Alabama owns or even seeing an elephant? There are secrets even from me. Crocodiles, they go missing. Adults are worrying. A curfew is reinstated. No one is allowed after 7. I, me, and my friend George decided to investigate. We snuck out one night, just before 7, and headed off to the one area we barely might have something to do with, the killing, the devourings, the meals, an old cave. We trekked up there, passing scattered animal carcasses, large and small, fresh and rotting. We reached the mouth of the cave and boldly ran in. In the cave, we found something dark, unfriendly to me.
Shut up, you humans!
Then,
sorry, return.
Normal to me now, named Kiara. The dark told us it had a vague human-like shape. She. She wanted to still apply to human genders. Ridiculous. She told us that since we had seen her, one of us would have to kill another. Or she could kill us both, eat part of us, and leave us dead to be discovered. George foolishly, loyal George, said that we would both die, and neither would kill the other. I took his proclamation of loyalty and made my move. I pinned George down. It was messy. He screamed quite a lot. After I was done, Kiara gave me a suit. It felt perfect. I put it on. Black suit and white tie. Kiara told me, finish the job, and I did. George was chewy, tough and sour, disgusting. I barely ate any. Kiara told me to take it out to the nearest town. I did. I stayed around long enough for Kiara to have a few more. Then, I left. I had my own mission to attend. My own meal to have. Wait, one sec. Hey, what? Who? No, stop! Get out! Lance! Lance! Where?
I am back, running. That is what I am doing. Now, if I ever make it back to a safe place, I will tell you what happened.
This has been Pod Nova X Episode 5, The Pieces, Part 2. Voice of Mike was Ransom Duel. Other voice was James, who is also our audio producer. He is listening to this right now. Possibly. Hi, James. Stay tuned next week for another episode. Possibly not The Pieces, Part 3, but you'll never know until that episode, and then you will.
And now, silence. Silence without noise. Silence without thoughts. Silence. Just silence. Hello again for those of you super fans who are still listening and are ready to listen to the next eager bit of the secret episode, The Journey Begins. The tales that you have been told about the before times are true, and you are the lucky 100% of one that gets to watch the start. From a small encased bubble, much like the one you are in now, the universe becomes, press the pause button. Before that small bubble expanded, there were only two things on this plane. One was you, in your own protective bubble, and the other was, and is, the bubble of the universe. Once it expands, everything will exist at once, and yet, for those who wish, you can travel faster than the expansion of the universe, and you are able, if you wish, bask in the nothingness that the universe holds, that it did hold, that it still holds, before the bubble of the universe came out unto itself. But you do not wish to do that. You watch as the universe unfolds, as the first generation of planets grow from the emptiness. You watch as the first stars grow out of the remains of the first planets. The first stars rotate around the second planets. The third, fourth, and fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth, and ninth rounds of planets and stars rotate around the same area that you started at. You know this must be happening around the entire universe. You know the year. The year is 3.2 billion years, or 3.2 bill. A year 3.2 billion years after the bubble of the universe expanded.